With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is the Fan Morning Show. Colin in his wife's closet on his side of Allegheny County out in Hampton. Chris Mack in the basement at my house on my side of Allegheny County in Jefferson Hills. Producer Matt back at headquarters in Greentree making sure everything stays on the rails. Jim at his dining room table providing updates. Shane Lyons, West Virginia Athletic Director, speaking yesterday about, well, the majority of his meeting with the media over the phone was about the impact, possible impact of coronavirus on West Virginia athletics. And he says he's hopeful that by late summer they'll be able to get back to some sort of normalcy, specifically being able to play college football this fall because, well, they'd like to make all the money that comes from college football. But he was also asked about continuing the backyard brawl with Pitt as far as basketball goes, and that is something that he would like to pursue beyond this season's what will be the last meeting of, I believe, four in a row. He'd like to keep that going. That being said, is, you know, it's our Fan Morning Show Twitter poll this morning, Colin, that which is more of a rivalry for Pitt fans, Penn State or West Virginia? And I think you pointed out accurately earlier, it may be more of an age thing, a generational thing. If you're younger, you may tend to skew towards West Virginia as that true natural rivalry for Pitt. If you're older, you may tend to skew towards Penn State as that true natural rivalry for Pitt. But have we lost any of the zip on these things as all three teams have separated to different conferences? Let's start with that.
Yes, and the basketball announcement's great. And listen, Bob Huggins has always wanted to play Pitt. And I love the fact that Jeff Capel is now saying, yeah, I want to play West Virginia. That's great. And I love the backyard brawl in basketball. But it ain't football. You know, no matter what it is, unless it's like Kentucky Louisville or unless it's, you know, a school in a school that's number one sport is basketball, then it kind of you're always thirsting for, well, what about the football schedule? And I still think that that's the big question asked whenever you bring up West Virginia and Pitt or whenever you bring up Pitt and Penn State. It is, well, what about football? And unfortunately, and you asked the question about the luster, and the luster is a little bit off because the schedule can't make it work or the ADs don't want to make it work or it pays more to kind of play, not play each other at this point in time. I like the fact that they're playing each other in basketball, but it doesn't replace being able to play each other in football and in basketball. And I do think, you know, you can get into the political nature of schedules being done way far out and who plays mm-hmm. who and the conferences and everything. You could find a way to play each other in football if you really, really wanted. If both teams came to an agreement they really wanted to do it, you could find a way to do it.
Yeah, I wonder if we'll get to a point where – at what point do Power 5 programs understand that maintaining these geographic rivalries is as important to their fans' interest in the game as the having the opportunity to steamroll some FCS team is to their team's development on the field? Do you know what I mean? Like, there you can serve both masters in this case. Like, you can say, hey, it's important that, I don't know, we get San Jose State in, if you're Penn State, to play a game because we've got to have all these conference games and we'd like to have this many home games. But we also understand the importance to our fans that we play Pitt. And I'm using that as an example. But the same goes for all three of these schools, Pitt, Penn State, and West Virginia. And I think I'd love to see, look, in a perfect world, there's a way for all of them to play each other every single year. I understand that's not feasible, at least the way they construct their schedules right now. But at the very least, Pitt should be able to play one of these two teams every year, and you would hope that West Virginia would be able to play Pitt more often than not, and Penn State would be able to play Pitt more often than not. It's just, It's a shame that, and again, it's all about money, and we're going to find that out a lot this year because of the struggles of different sports at different levels, especially at the college level. I understand it's all about money first and foremost, but the, serving your fans' interests has to be part of the equation as well.
Well, and Penn State is playing West Virginia in 2023
right.
in football, and they're going to Morgantown in 2024. They're also playing, you know, Ball State. They're playing Auburn. They're bringing in. They're bringing in Villanova. They're bringing in Central Michigan, Ohio U, Kent State. And you're right, San Jose State. They're bringing in. They signed that deal, I think, way out with, Virginia Tech, I want to say, to play a game. And so they could, if they wanted to play Pitt, they could. And just like with West Virginia, they could find a way to do it if they really wanted to. It's just a matter of, you know, whenever they talk, whenever athletic directors talk and say, well, you know, I don't necessarily know if it's feasible or whatever. If they move things around, they can all the time make it work, Chris. They all the time can if those
well,
schools
I think,
want to play each other.
I certainly think in basketball we've seen that there's more flexibility, obviously, because you've got more games on the schedule. And you've got more non-conference games, certainly, that make up a portion of your schedule, a bigger portion of your schedule than they do in football. And again, I understand every Power 5 program's desire to have at least one game on the schedule that they feel like is a, they're never going to admit it, but it is a tune-up game, you know, an FCS game or a Group of 5 game that they look at and say, yeah, that's the one we want to have on the schedule. But that leaves you at least two other spots to schedule. Even with a 9-game conference schedule, that leaves you two other games that you can work out. And if you can't work out one of them against a natural geographic rival, then again, how are you serving your fans' best interests? Because, yes, finances keep everything moving. I get it. But, and certainly the coaches want to be able to develop players, and they want to have that week, like I said, against the FCS cupcake. But your fans also want to get the games that they want. And to sit here and explain it off against the excuses of finances or, you know, mutual scheduling or player development or all these other things that are used as excuses by administrators and head coaches is not serving your fans' best interest. And that's the point of view I keep coming back to is, as a fan, I want to see these teams play each other in football.
Well, it's interesting to me, and it always has been, that college football is the only level of football. You take peewee football, you take high school football, you take professional football. Any level of football you play, college football is the one, the first snap counts. You know, you have preseason games in the pros. In high school football, you have scrimmages that you go and you play somewhere else. In peewee football, you find a team and you play against them. College football, you never get to hit a guy with another jersey from another team until that very first day when you kick it off, September 2nd or whenever it is, and it counts. That very first down, that very first kickoff, you're keeping score and it counts what your record is. And they've never found a way or devised a way in which you go and you play a scrimmage against somebody, even a controlled scrimmage, you know, like a geographical one. And I think a lot of that had to do with back in the day whenever they could have sort of instituted it, the teams that were closest to you were going to be in your conference. And so you couldn't do that. You follow what I mean there? Like, you couldn't go play one of those teams. But in that, to me, is that's why I can understand scheduling a cupcake. I think part of helping that now has been this elongated sort of red shirt that you could play in a lot more games and a lot more snaps now and still get red shirted and still have that kind of helps. But we're never going to get fully away from teams saying, well, I'm going to bring this team in, beat their brains in, pay them a nice healthy paycheck and get a win because I need to ease into my season.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.